We started this morning's programme in Tel Aviv in Israel with our Deputy Foreign Editor Edmund Heafy reporting that according to Israel, an agreement had been finalised with Hamas to release hostages held since October 2023, but that a ceasefire may not now begin until Monday, that Israel's bombing of Gaza continues with more deaths, and that some Israeli ministers and people protesting on the streets there are unhappy with this week's agreements, claiming they reward Hamas. Oliver McTernan is with us. He's an experienced mediator and the founder and co-director of Forward Thinking, a charitable organisation addressing issues related to the Middle East peace process and religious secular dialogue. Oliver McTernan, good morning. Thank you for taking our call again this morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Are you expecting, even with resignations and threats, that the bombing is going to stop next week?
I think it will stop, but the question, Gavin, is for how long? And the tragedy is that it is taking another 2-3 days of innocent people being their lives at risk. I think what we need now is, common sense, and to say if we're having an agreement starting Monday, why not start it today?
Yes, I mean, there's been almost 100 deaths reported now by Gaza health officials since the first announcement of a deal on Wednesday. And it appears, if anything, to be escalating in these few days.
Yes, and tragically so too, because some of the images that I have been getting from Gaza, from trusted sources, journalists whom I personally know, videos of that young child being dragged out of the rubble. It's just horrendous what's happened in the last 24 hours and what's likely to happen in the next 48 hours. I think we're losing a sense of our humanity.
People here old enough to remember the first ceasefire announcement in the north in 1994 will remember the huge relief and celebrations that came on the streets at the time when people welcomed the end to violence, a peace in their lives. There is some sense of that this week, even in Gaza and even in the midst of what's been happening there this week.
Yes, we saw glimpses in Gaza of people having to, the just sheer joy of the thought that the horror, the nightmare was ended. But, looking at the agreement, Gavin, I think it's fraught with risk. It's, for me, a spoiler's dream. Because, there are interests, vested interests. There are people, criminal gangs in Gaza that have been getting extremely rich over the past 15 months. I think they are likely to try and spoil it in the next 6 weeks. And again, there are people in the IDF who are ideologically opposed to any sort of settlement with Gaza, who actually would prefer to settle Gaza, or to have a settlement in Gaza, make it part of Israel. I think they too will be looking for opportunities to derail this agreement.
Oliver, it doesn't sound to me that beyond the first 6 weeks that you believe the ceasefire will last then.
Well, Gavin, my hope is it'll last for the first 6 weeks. I think they're the most difficult, and it's understandable because the starting point is zero trust. So you have this long, drawn-out protest, one testing the other. Now, the chances of things going wrong in that are very real. Those of us who know Gaza and have lived through, five previous wars, are very aware of the fact that agreements are made and that they are so easily broken, sometimes intentionally, sometimes unintentionally. So I think it'll be a fraught 6 weeks ahead.
It's hard to escape the coincidence of the timing of this agreement with the ending of the Joe Biden presidency and the imminence of the Donald Trump presidency. What impact do you expect that presidency to have on what's going to happen in Gaza?
Gavin, I think the agreement is happening because of the inauguration of Trump. I am absolutely convinced of that. Biden had 15 months in which he could have drawn a line. He said at the beginning, there are no red lines between us and Israel. He's proven that. He's given arms, he's given political support. He's enabled this war to go on. Trump is coming on the scene, I think, wanting to pick up where he left off 4 years ago. His big dream was the Abraham Accords. It was a big dream because it would bring big, big, big bucks to America and to American companies. So I think, to get that, he will want to, first of all, have a ceasefire. And I think the reason it's now on Monday, it's Netanyahu's gift to the new president. Here is your ceasefire. But he will want to go further. I think he will want to see, with the pressure from Saudi Arabia, that there is a permanent peace. And that can only mean the end of occupation and the establishment of a Palestinian state. I don't think there can be any other course of action if we want peace and security in the region.
What do you think is going to happen to Hamas?
Well, Hamas will survive. And, you know, as long as there is occupation, I think you will always have resistance. And it may be Hamas today, it'll be another group tomorrow, but it'll be the same people motivated by the sense that they want to establish, end occupation and establish their own Palestinian state.
Oliver McTernan, thank you very much for speaking to us again. Oliver McTernan is a mediator and founder and co-director of Forward Thinking.